The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
Is Second Amendment Friday on America First with Dr. G.
Yes, it is. And Carr Firearms is our sponsor, and they're fighting for America, and their executives stand with us here at America First and are willing to put their brand's reputation on the line to stand for liberty. Please support our Second Amendment Friday sponsor, Carr Firearms. I carry a 9mm Carr. They own the iconic Desert Eagle line as well as the Auto Ordnance. And right now, man, is this most appropriate for the guest who's just coming up? They have the Trump 1 Custom 1911. It's beautiful. I've handled it. Limited run with President Trump on the slide, the presidential seal. When these are sold out, that's it. They are gone. The last Custom America First handguns we advertised, 300 of them disappeared in a matter of just 3 days. Order yours today at galleryofguns.com. The Trump 1 Custom 1911. That's galleryofguns.com, galleryofguns.com. All right, we got to check in every week with the man, the senior advisor for the man from Mar-a-Lago. We just call him the Baron. Boris Epstein, are you there?
I am right here, and it's an honor and a pleasure to be with you and your audience on this beautiful Friday.
All right, we've got to talk polling. We're going to talk about the big news, the blood in the water. But first, let's listen from my former boss, your current boss. He's been doing a lot of interviews. It's superb, especially for my buddies at Newsmax. This was on the Rob Schmidt Show regarding the disgrace that is the Durham Report. Cut 10, play cut.
But I would tell you that it's a great vindication and it feels good. And the report has been, you know, wildly praised. I wish it could have come faster, but the detail that he went into, 308 pages, the detail is extraordinary. And all of these people, I guess you could call it treason. You could call it a lot of different things. But this should never be allowed to happen in our country again.
Baron, he's been proven right. We can be angry that the fact that Durham didn't have the testicular fortitude to bring any charges as a result of proving that there was no evidence of Russia collusion. But the 307 pages, Boris, utter complete vindication for the 45th president.
No doubt about it. Total vindication. President Trump is right once again. And the key there is that this coup, these hoaxes, these absolute targeting by law enforcement and weaponization of law enforcement, it didn't stop with the Russia hoax. It continues today with these persecutions of President Trump by the special prosecutor Jack Smith, but in the nonsense with empty keys brought by the Manhattan DA and by so much more with the hoax going on in Georgia. The Democrats know that and they see it in the polling, the only way they can stop President Trump is through lawfare. That is why they're coming at him so hard, because President Trump stands for us. And they're coming after us. They just have to get through him. But we will not. He will not let them, nor will we. And that's why President Trump is up by 44 in the latest polling, 60-16 from Big Data polling, 58-16 from Harvard Harris, and President Trump dominating Joe Biden in all the polls, while the governor is losing to Joe Biden in the polling. That's why President Trump has to be the Republican nominee and has to be the next president of the United States.
So let's talk about that announcement, not just the polling, but that Tim Scott has filed papers for his candidacy for the nomination. Behave, Baron. Don't be a naughty boy. The response from the Trump campaign, this is a quote from one of your colleagues, they smell Ron DeSantis's blood in the water and no longer see him as an obstacle. The fact that the likes of Tim Scott have announced, this is not good news for the governor of Florida, is it?
Well, let's be honest. 3-4 months ago, it was President Trump, then miles and miles beneath him, Ron DeSanctimonious, the Florida governor, and then beneath Ron was the PAC. Now, it's just President Trump and the PAC. That's all it is. President Trump at 58, the sanctimony is 16, Ramaswamy 4, Pence 4. That's Harvard. That's Harvard Harris. So what that tells you is that there is no longer that middle, the middle entity. It's just President Donald J. Trump and the rest. And there's going to be a poll soon enough where one of these other pretenders is beating the Florida governor, and that's going to be the actual end of his nascent, for now non-existent campaign. The governor of Florida has been exposed. He was exposed on a pathetic international trip where nobody wanted to meet with him. He's been exposed by getting crushed by Disney just in the last 24 hours. Disney pulling a $1 billion project out of Florida, costing Florida 2,000 jobs at least. Why? Because of this fight that the Florida governor has picked with him and frankly lost. You don't want somebody who loses fights in the White House. We need President Trump.
You've got to address this issue. We had Rich Barris on about half an hour ago, one of the only few pollsters that I actually trust, and he addressed it very well, but I'm going to give you a chance. This tired old hackneyed talking point, I don't know if it comes out of the RNC rhino talking point shop or whether it comes out of the DNC and then the RNC, but this idea that he might crush it in the primary, but he can't win in a general. Your response to that very strange counterintuitive statement?
Well, I couldn't be happier that you're asking me this question, and here's why. Because in the polling that's just come out today, in the polling that we've gotten literally in the last 5 hours, President Trump is dominating in the primary, 60-16, but he's also
hang on. Yeah, 60-16. Who's the 16? Can we just be clear here?
Oh, sure. President Donald J. Trump, 60. Ron DeSantis of Florida, 16. That's in the primary. But then in the general, President Trump beating Joe Biden 45-38. Joe Biden beating the Florida governor 39-35. And if you don't believe just that one poll, here's Harvard Harris. President Trump beating Joe Biden 47-40. President Trump beating Kamala Harris, the all-star vice president, 50-39. The Florida governor tied with both Joe Biden and Kamala Harris at 42. DeSantis 42. Biden 42.
All right, look, we know it's going to be a washout. We know it's going to be a bloodbath. I can't wait for the primaries. It's going to be fun again. It's going to be like 15. However. I got to ask you the big question again, again, and again, and again. I can't believe that they're going to let Biden run. Do we really think that, Barron?
Well, the issue they have, Sebastian, is that all of their infrastructure, all their system is geared toward allowing him to run. And they really can't do anything about it. So unless they really push him over the edge somehow, it seems more and more likely every day that it is going to be crooked Joe Biden, who right now is embarrassing us and our country over there in Hiroshima and Japan and the G7. The Democrats, they may want somebody else, but good luck if he'd have to literally step aside, and then Kamala Harris is even worse. They'd have to throw them both overboard. Could they do it? Maybe. Is it likely? I don't think so.
All right. Well, then here's the next question. He's a disaster. He's going to be even more senile in 18 months' time. How worried are you, and how prepared is Mar-a-Lago and the campaign? We've seen the dirty tricks for the last 7 years. There's no way they aren't going to deploy even dirtier tricks. Are you and the president's team ready?
We are absolutely 1,000% ready. We are prepared to take him on at every juncture, from the voter fraud that the Democrats are going to try to perpetuate, from their dirty tricks in the media. We've been tested. We're ready. President Trump won twice in 16 and 20, and he's going to win again in 24.
All right. God bless you, Boris Epstein. Follow him right now, Boris EP, Boris_Epstein on all social media. Can't wait to see what cigars you're smoking this weekend. I think I shared with you what I had yesterday.
That was a good one, my friend.
Upman is a serious cigar. I'm Sebastian Gorka. This is America First, coming to you live from the ReliefFactor.com studios. Make sure that you are subscribed to us on all the social media platforms and our podcast. Go to whichever platform you prefer. It doesn't matter to us what your preference is, whether it's Apple Podcasts, the Salem Podcast Network, Spotify, Stitcher, what have you. Make sure you just plug in my name, Sebastian Gorka, America First, leave us a 5-star review, and share the links with your friends. You are part of the solution, and that's how we win, by getting the truth out there. On top of that, we have to be catalysts. How are we catalysts? we tell the world who we are. We wear America First on our sleeve. How do you do that? You check out all the stuff made in America, forget Amazon, that we have at our website, sebgorkastore.com. Go there right now. The third hottest selling item is, of course, the FBI t-shirt. We have proof yesterday. We have a Gestapo. We have a political police in America. It stands for Fascist Bureau of Intimidation, the t-shirt, the mug. And now being beaten by our Tucker Carlson t-shirt, number two. Yeah. Let Tucker speak! Carlson's face, duct tape with the Fox logo. Yeah, I'm surprised how popular that one is. SebGorkastore.com. And number one, it's the president's flag. Yeah, you should be flying this next to your stars and stripes so the people next to you, your neighbors, your friends, understand that you are not afraid. SebGorkastore.com. That's S-E-B-G-O-R-K-A, SebGorkastore.com. And the one I designed that they said, never going to sell, It's number two. Don't be a science denier. A man's a man. A woman is a woman. Get your t-shirt today. SebGorkastore.com. That's S-E-B-G-O-R-K-A. SebGorkastore.com. Do it today.
America First. Magnificent.
Welcome back, dear friends. Oh, are you in that Friday mood? I am. And you know what we've done? We've switched it around because Friday's supposed to be fun. Am I right? So we're making movies great again. Fridays in the third hour. We've moved the manhood hour. We've got a great guest for you on Monday. So make sure you understand. We switched it around a little bit because manhood hour, a little heavy for a Friday. And Mondays is the right place for a heavy discussion, right? Not Friday. Third hour today, it's The Demolition Man, a movie that predicted our woke future, or rather, our woke present. So don't miss it. Make sure you are subscribed to our podcast and you won't miss it. All right. Thank you to everybody who has supported so far our Angel Tree campaign. This is to support more than 1 million children in America who have a mother or father behind bars. More than 70% of these children will end up in prison as well. We've got to break that cycle. How do we do that? We send them to a Christ-centric, safe summer camp run by the Prison Fellowship. Listen to one woman and the words of the grandmother who was taking her son to one of these camps. It'll break your heart.
You know, they dropped their child off at the beginning of the week. Child was super hesitant, just didn't know if they wanted to go to camp. And by the end of the week, when mom comes back to pick them up, they're crying because they don't want to go home because they had so much fun. And we hear, I think it was a grandmother, she said, this was the first time that my child went to sleep without the sounds of gunshot at night.
The first time my grandchild went to sleep without hearing gunshots. Maybe in, you know, Mogadishu, we get that, but here in America, it shouldn't be happening. Let's support these children. It's one of the most blessed things you can do today. You can call in your donation. It's tax deductible, 888-206-2794, or just go to my website, sebgorka.com, and click on the Angel Tree banner. It's a holy thing you do when you do this. Remember what our Lord said unto us. Come unto me, the little children. Help them today. It's a beautiful thing. 888-206-2794 or sebgorka.com, S-E-B-G-O-R-K-A, and the Angel Tree banner. All right. It's a dangerous thing to go to dinner with Steve Bannon because you're just going to get flooded with information. You're going to meet fascinating people. And one of them who I met just about 2 weeks ago is here in studio because he kind of resonated with me and he's a good guy. And then I found out he's former infantry, so it all clicked. Jason Jones, welcome in studio, founder, president of the Vulnerable People Project.
Hooah, dude. It's great to be on your show, Seb Gorka.
That was quite a dinner with my old boss.
It was an amazing. You know, the Vulnerable People Project. Our mission is to stand with the most vulnerable people in the world when the world left. And it's a bit embarrassing so many times that my work puts me in a room like that with so many beautiful, influential people, But I always remind myself that I am there because of the work of my organization, but I don't know why else I would be in a room like that, because they were truly some of my heroes and some of the most intelligent, wonderful people on earth.
Well, we can talk about that later, but let's talk about your organization. You sent me some amazing photographs today. You're in D.C. For business. Let's put up these beautiful young girls. This is the Vulnerable People's Project. Let's just scroll through the photographs. Who are these children, and why are you involved with them?
This is such a blessing that we're here today. I see this as God winking. Today is...
he does that.
God winks
he
a
does
lot,
wink. You know? I like that.
This is Hazara Culture Day, and the Hazara World Culture
Which
Day.
Which is an ethnic grouping in Afghanistan.
An ethnic group in Afghanistan who were really our allies in defeating extremism.
Yeah.
And really committed to women's rights, really committed to education. And these are Hazara schools. They're still open. These are young girls that still get to go to school. The older girls cannot.
These are the groups who trusted us.
They trusted us more than you or I would ever trust us.
Yeah.
And they really drank the neoliberal Kool-Aid many times. And they were just startled. And one of the things I think that they're finding most startling is that it's Christians and it's Christian conservatives that haven't forgotten them. That all of these.
So let me ask you the tough question as a former, you know, ground pounder. How do people like this, mm-hmm. whose fathers, whose brothers fought with us against the Taliban and Al-Qaeda, when this administration just pulled the plug, didn't even tell our allies like the British were leaving?
Yes.
What do these people think of Americans now? Not people like you who are still on the ground. What do they think of our country?
You know, I was in Iraq with the Peshmerga when they were fighting ISIS, and it was sort of the same thing in Iraq. They know better than we do to separate people from governments. Because they know that their governments don't represent them.
Okay. So they don't blame us for the cupidity
us.
And the moral bankruptcy of our government.
No, in fact, I've been often lectured by Iraqis and I've been lectured by Afghans. And if I'm not specific in, say, U.S. government, if I say, I'm sorry, we abandoned you. You didn't abandon us. Your government.
Wow, they're correcting
you. They correct
you.
Me. I was at a conference, the only American at a conference, as Iraq was collapsing to ISIS, and I had chastised America, broadly speaking. But I meant the Obama administration. And the room turned against me and said, don't you ever speak ill of your people. And we are the most committed, beautiful people. The American, you know, you and I talked about this. I did not sleep 1 minute for 30 days or so after the collapse of Afghanistan. Initially, I was trying to rescue my friends and the friends of my friends. From that, our work in Afghanistan grew. It was jarring. But the American...
How bad is the situation now?
Well, you have 20 million Afghans that are suffering acute hunger. 90% are suffering hunger. Of course, the Taliban has their own battle on their hands now against ISIS-K. And... You have China. Just today, China signed a security deal with all of the stands in Central Asia. So in your wonderful book, I wish every American would read, Defeating Jihad, you talked about the importance of isolating these extremists. What the Biden administration has done is they've isolated our allies.
Yeah. Strengthened the extremists.
And they've strengthened, and you know, the Taliban and the CCP have a relationship going back, as you know, pre-9/11.
Oh, we allowed, whilst we were still there, we allowed the Communist government of China to buy the biggest copper mine in the world, which was in Afghanistan. This is the
Department of Defense funded the research that found out that it was there. Yeah, so the DOD funded the research to survey the economic opportunities in Afghanistan, and then we let China come in.
Yeah.
And it's really heartbreaking because, as you know, the people of Afghanistan are wonderful.
Yeah.
The Hazara, for example, are really committed to education, girls' education, tolerance, religious tolerance. And they're being brutalized right now. And there is a genocide that's happening. But there's a genocide happening to the minority communities of Afghanistan, which is a very diverse country, which shocks a lot of Americans. But then all of Afghanistan is starving. The Taliban themselves are starving. Their children are starving. They can't get insulin for diabetes.
And even if we wanted to help them, or even if we wanted to deal with a threat that is exploiting that situation, we can't, because we don't even have Bagram Airport anymore. All right, we have so much more to discuss. I want to talk about the arts, because this man isn't just a do-gooder. He isn't just a former infantryman. He's also filmmaker. The website is vulnerablepeopleproject.com. Our special guest in studio, Jason Jones. This is America First. Make sure you never miss any of our content. Follow us on all social media. Just plug in Seb Gorka or Sebastian Gorka on Twitter, Truth Social, Facebook, Instagram, Parler, Getter, Telegram. You can watch us on your television through your Roku, Fire Stick, or other devices, or the Salem News Channel app. And for my unique content, my articles, and access to me, it's my Substack, Dr. G's Briefing, SebastianGorka.substack.com. That's my whole name as one word, SebastianGorka.substack.com. We'll be back here, America First, after these messages.
This is Second Amendment Friday on America First with Dr. G.
Welcome back, dear friends. It's Friday. It's Second Amendment Friday. I want to thank our sponsor, Carr Firearms, Fighting for America. Carr executives stand with us here at America First and are willing to put their brand's reputation on the line for liberty. Support our Second Amendment Friday sponsor. I carry a 9mm Carr every single day. They also own the iconic Desert Eagle line of weapons and the historic American Auto Ordnance, the 1911, the Tommy Gun, the M1, and right now, special limited run. You know you want one. It's the Trump 1911. It's got President Trump, the presidential seal on it. Get yours today. There's only one place. There's a handful available, and when they're gone, they are gone forever. Galleryofguns.com for the Trump 1. It's beautiful. I've handled it. Trust me. The Trump 1911. Galleryofguns.com. We're back with our buddy, Jason Jones. He is, I don't know what box to put him in. He's helping the persecuted around the world. He's a great man of faith, and he's a movie maker as well. He is the producer of an incredibly successful movie, Bella, winner of the Toronto Film Festival. I got to ask you a harsh question. Why do conservatives not know how to do cultural products anymore? Because we used to.
You know, I think we do. I think we have a fear of the industry. There are very talented people, and I don't want to out anyone. Yeah, we live in an industry. There's some of my favorite writers and directors and producers.
But in terms of numbers.
Numbers, yeah. I don't know. You know, for me, for example, I'm from Hawaii. I was an infantryman. I was an undergrad. I read Paul Weyrich's open letter to conservatives in 1999, was looking to go to law school, and said, you know what? I knew what I wanted to do, the vision for my organization I had in my mind then, but I thought, I want to get involved in film. I changed directions and said, I'm not going to go to film school. It was Paul Weyrich's letter that said, I can do this. I love movies. I love telling stories. And we are great at working together. What I love about being a filmmaker is it's really an orchestra. It's a symphony. Yeah. It's all the arts. And also, not just art, but business and finance device. All this coming together.
But you're making it sound like we're good at it.
I think I'm good at it. I think my friends are good at it.
But the left are winning. The culture.
You know what it is? It's the banks. The studios are banks, and the banks control the industry, and the banks will destroy you, and the agencies will nuke you. So I can be a conservative producer, and I can come on your show, and I have no worries. But if I'm an actor, the agencies won't rep me. They'll pump the brakes on me. They'll throw me overboard. And I think it's the studios and the agencies.
So how do we fix that?
You know, that's a very good question, and I think we need to find ways to finance our own films, and we need to cultivate our own talent. I just took my daughter, who's a young actor, she's 11, to the Asia Pacific Film Festival in Los Angeles last week, and I encouraged my children to go. You know, I told my daughter to go to the best film school she can, and she works very hard. But film is hard. You know, I'm probably the first person ever to quote Dave Chappelle on your show, but Dave Chappelle was on Inside the Actor's Studio, and he said that his dad said, you know, I don't want you to go into entertainment because you can't succeed. And his dad was a school teacher. He said, Dad, if I can make the $32,000 a year that you make as a school teacher standing on stage making people laugh, I think that's a success. His dad said, then go for it. And if you want to go into the film industry, you have to be willing to drive a Uber or swing a hammer and build.
Oh, yeah.
I build sets. I used to build movie sets in college.
And Harrison Ford.
Yeah, Harrison Ford and I. Harrison Ford and I got our start the same way building movie sets. And I was building movie sets in Hawaii, which can you picture a better life?
Oh, my gosh.
But and for me, like the average film takes 7 years, you know?
Yeah, you told me that yesterday.
The average narrative feature film takes 7 years. So you better be long-suffering. You better have fortitude. But, you know, you look at something like The Passion of the Christ. It's an icon that will light up the rest of human history. There's a new film that'll be coming out soon called Cabrini, maybe in the next year or so. It's a big budget Hollywood film on Mother Cabrini that's one of the most beautiful films I've ever seen. But it's quite the challenge. What I found is a lot of conservatives will invest in a movie and they get really taken advantage of and it fails and they leave. But do they do that in the restaurant business? Do they do that in other industries that they try to participate in?
So it's long-term determination that we're lacking.
And no, it's very hard. It's I say that making a film is to business what hitting a major league fast pitch is. It's a very hard thing to be successful. We were very lucky with Bella. Our first film tripled its production budget and ticket sales. We won the world's biggest film festival.
Yeah.
But if we didn't win Toronto, we probably would have never gotten distribution. Doesn't mean we didn't make a beautiful film.
No, of course not.
But we have to be dedicated.
Yeah. And we have to have persistence.
Yes,
all right, guys, the movie is Bella. The organization is the Vulnerable People's Project. You may have seen this chap on, tiny podcast. It's called The War Room. We're going to get him back because you've been talking. You're the guy that got Steve into AI, right?
I was on his show, an Easter special we did, and I talked to him about AI, which, you know, AI, transhumanism. I wrote a book on subhumanism. All these ideologies of evil that try to make grandiose visions of the future in the human person are actually diminishing the dignity of the human person because we're made in the image of God.
Of course.
What's better than that?
It's corrupting what we are and our true nature. Will you come back to discuss transhumanism and everything else?
Yes, sir.
All right. I love it. New guests, exciting guests, and people who are like, you know, utility players. I'm Sebastian Gorka. This is America First. It's Second Amendment Friday. We've got a special Second Amendment guest for you next. Don't go anywhere. Coming to you live from the ReliefFactor.com studios. Relief Factor. Pain relief that works. Pain relief that's real. Pain relief that's liberating. 500,000 Americans across the country, me included. But it's not just the host of this show. It's also people like Debron from Massachusetts. This is her story. I just started taking Relief Factor 4 days ago. My hip pain is gone. I had a horrible time sleeping because of the pain. I absolutely love how I am feeling. Thank you, Relief Factor. That should be you. Find out today. There's only one way. Order the 3-year quick starter pack at ReliefFactor.com. It'll be at your door in 3 days or less. Take it morning and evening like I do. And I promise you, Dr. G's guarantee, by the end of those 3 weeks, you will know whether it works for you. Like it works for me, Debron, and 500,000 of your fellow Americans. You've waited long enough. Call today, 800-500-8384, relieffactor.com. That's 800-500-8384, relieffactor.com.
Second Amendment Friday on America First, brought to you by Carr Firearms.
Welcome, dear friends. Yes, indeed, Second Amendment Friday. I thank God every single day that America remains the freest nation on earth, and we remain free because of our right to keep and bear arms. No other company embodies that more than the Carr Firearms Group, led by our good friend Justin Moon. Carr stands strong and unashamed in their support for the right to keep and bear arms, and that right is not about hunting or self-defense, it's about making a stand against tyranny. The story of Carr Arms is the American dream, and their products are without equal. Carr Firearms is your source for the highest quality weapons today. I carry a 9mm Carr today. Check out their weapons at kahr.com, that's kahr.com, and the special limited edition, guys. It is going to disappear instantaneously. A handful made of the Trump 1 Make America Great Again Custom 1911. There's only one place to get it. It's Gallery of Guns. It's got President Trump on the slide, the presidential seal, and the number 45, of course, on the grip. Go right now to galleryofguns.com. That's galleryofguns.com. There is a handful of, what do they call them, content providers on YouTube who make short videos for our community who believe in the Second Amendment. There's only like half a dozen, or let's say a dozen really big ones who are entertaining. You've met some of them here, the John Pattons, the Brandon Herreras. One of them was rather unusual. because he never showed his face. Do we have that video yet, Eric? Are we still working on that? What's the status of that video? Can somebody talk in my ear, Jeff or Eric? Okay, this individual used to wear a balaclava, and I don't know if he's wearing one right now. He had an unusual name. He went by Administrative Results, but he has decided to come out of the closet. Administrative Results! Are you there?
I am, Doctor. Good to be here.
All right, so tell us a little bit about your decision to remove your balaclava and to tell the world who you are. I watched the video. You said it was a tough decision. You enjoyed the anonymity. There were some advantages to it, but you've taken the leap. What happened?
It was a long time coming. I knew that I needed to make that transition, and it was going to happen eventually. The reason for the balaclava had ran its course, and I don't think I needed to use it anymore. And I knew to develop the storyline of the arc, and I wanted to start some new storylines, that it would have to symbolically die off.
And you had a very good reason that you've shared with your viewers on YouTube. Right now, everybody needs to go and subscribe. Go to YouTube, Administrative Results. His real name is Aaron. You had a very good reason why. What was it, 3 years ago you started the channel, and why you wanted that anonymity? What was it, and why? What happened to that prior career of yours? Because that's a story as well.
So, yeah, I started the channel when I was a member of law enforcement, and any cop will tell you their biggest fear is IA. You don't want to get hemmed up by those guys. So
you mean
I wanted
internal affairs, the cops who investigate the cops?
Yes, yes. Who would have known, right? And I wanted a layer of plausible deniability, so that's why I wore the balaclava and hid my face. And my career in law enforcement came to an end when my department, they had the legal authority to issue the mandatory vaccine. And so when they issued that, I quit.
I've heard this story so many times. It's bad enough to be a cop and then to be forced to do something to your health that you don't want to do. How big a, you must have a huge following now amongst the law enforcement community as well. How big a problem was this for Leos across the nation?
Well, thankfully, for a lot of agencies, they didn't have the legal authority to issue. I think they tried. Some more progressive leading agencies probably tried to push it. All the other agencies in the state couldn't get away with it. Because I was on a tribal agency, they had the legal precedence to do so. And I really couldn't fight back. At least to my knowledge, no one else has came forward and approached me and said, hey, you have a case here. But that's pretty much it. So thankfully, a lot of other LE didn't have to worry about getting fired over it. It was an option for them. I'm sure they were encouraged to. But mine came down and said, hey, you have 30 days to get this vaccine or else you're fired.
Wow. Wow. All right. Let's talk about your new career. You have an unusual sense of humor. It's a little bit like Garen Thumb. Less dry than his, but a definite great sense of humor. His is a little bit too dry. Give us some advice for those budding people out there who into the Second Amendment, maybe want to start their own little video channel. What is some tips that perhaps wouldn't occur to people as they start out on this new career?
Invest in good camera equipment, though it is tantalizing and exciting to get night vision. Maybe you may have to put off your dreams of getting night vision if you want to be a gun tuber and invest in good camera gear. You're going to want to treat it as a business.
He's telling people not to spend money on gun equipment. That is our sickness. That is our illness.
I've been plagued with it. Thankfully, the channel's worked out enough to where I can have my cake and eat it too. But if you're just starting out and your funds are tight and you're trying to take this step and maybe you don't like doing it, you can always sell your camera equipment and buy nods. So that's that's what I'll say.
Quality, quality, quality. All right. It's here. We have it. It's the big moment. Let's have the big reveal. The balaclava is dead. Long live the balaclava. Play cut.
You want the balaclava.
I want you to know I'm sorry it had to be this way. I actually do like the channel.
I knew this day would come.
Why do you wear the balaclava?
Nobody cared who I was before the mask.
If I took that off, would you die?
It would be extremely painful.
You're a big guy.
For you.
What have I done?
I'm confused. Are there two of you? Are there two administrative results?
You know, a magician never reveals a secret. Maybe there, maybe there's even more than just two administrative results. Maybe there's a whole, a multiverse of administrative results.
I know what it is. This isn't administrative results. This isn't Aaron. This is his twin brother. I've nailed it. Find out more. Follow him right now. Administrative results. God bless you. Keep doing what you do. Crush it, my friend. This is America First, coming to you from the ReliefFactor.com studios. Relief Factor, paid relief that works, paid relief that's real, paid relief that is liberating 500,000 Americans across the country, me included. But it's not just me. It's people like Yvonne from California. This is her story. Both my husband and I are in our 70s and are so grateful to have found Relief Factor. We tried so many other solutions, but none of them have given us the freedom of being pain-free like Relief Factor. Just those two words, pain-free, should be reason enough. Whatever it is, your back, your hip, your shoulders, your knee. I had a lower back pain issue that plagued me for 9 years, almost a decade. I took Relief Factor. 2 weeks later, I was pain-free, and I'm still pain-free more than 4.5 years later. Find out for yourself. Go to ReliefFactor.com. Order the 3-week quick starter pack. It'll be at your door in 3 days or less. Take it morning and evening like I do. And I promise you, Dr. G's guarantee, by the end of those 3 weeks, you will know whether it works for you like it works for me, Yvonne, and 500,000 of your fellow Americans. You deserve to know. There's only one way. What have you got to lose? Nothing, except for the pain. 800-500-8384, relieffactor.com. That's 800-500-8384, relieffactor.com.
No violence, no hate speech, just happy warriors on America First.
Welcome back, dear friends. Who started Fox News? Roger Ailes and his wife, Elizabeth Ailes. Well, she's been a bit public lately about what's going on at Fox. And she was on my friend Eric Bowling's show talking about Rupert Murdoch, the owner, vice the original vision of her late husband, Roger. And she was quite blunt. Let's listen to what she has to say. Cut 7.
That Roger made running Fox News look easy. And as you know, it was anything but. Rupert has the checkbook, he has the money, but he couldn't hold a candle to Roger in terms of genius. And the ideas that Roger put forth back in 96, fair and balanced, we report, you decide. That was a challenge to the establishment mainstream media.
Yeah, you can have the money, but the question is, do you have the vision? Latest reporting out today is that they've made apologies. The senior lawyer for Fox has reached out to Tucker Carlson, denying that the smears, the leaks of those videos came from Fox. And also, and I can't confirm this, this is just one media source saying this, stating that the chief lawyer at Fox has warned the individual, Miss Briganti, who has been accused of making those leaks, that she better not have been responsible for them, and if she does anything of that kind, she will be out. Now, as a former employee of Fox, yes, I was a contributor before I joined the Trump administration, and once again, after I left the Trump administration, I know Ms. Briganti, and I know how Fox operates. So my conclusion, and I wanted to share with you, is that I think Tucker is in a much stronger position than we imagined. If it's true that the chief lawyer is having to make groveling phone calls. Well, let's just say, watch Tucker's Twitter account in the not-too-distant future. I expect there will be developments and revelations. In the meantime, it's time to make movies great again with our good buddy, Chris Coles. We've moved it to Fridays because Fridays are supposed to be fun, aren't they? In the meantime, don't forget to support this show. Great patriots like Mike Lindell are why we are able to do what we do. This isn't NPR. So let's support him. The left hates him. Even Walmart have banned his products. the FBI have persecuted him. Let's go straight to the source. MyPillow.com, promo code Gorka. A good man, a friend of the president, who's under attack. Why? Because he's a conservative. Because he's outspoken. Because he believes in this, the greatest nation on God's green earth. You can call them, 800-829-8468, or just go to MyPillow.com. But don't forget the secret code, G-O-R-K-A. We'll be back with Mr. Reagan in a moment.
Three-star General Michael J. Flynn, head of the Pentagon Intelligence Agency, knew all the government's dirty secrets.
He was one of the most respected generals in the military.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to. He understood its funding.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
The explosive new documentary, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, and covers the facts behind this scandal.
Flynn told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire.
I find out the worst enemy that I'm going to face in my life is right here in America. They took my assessment and they wanted me to change it. And I was like, I'm not changing it.
They had to get rid of Flynn.
With in-depth interviews, archival footage, and never-before-seen personal records of the man behind the headlines.
I just felt like I was drowning.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.